the story of David, Nathan coming to David today, and the reading is really one of the most gripping narratives in the Bible, because it goes right to the heart of betrayal. We read the story of David walking around on his roof and looking out over the city and seeing Bathsheba bathing. And of course he sent for her and had an adulterous affair with her, and then tried to cover it up by bringing her husband back from the front lines of the battle. And this is an honorable man, Uriah the Hittite. He wouldn't go to his wife. He wouldn't spend the night with her. He wouldn't eat in his own house. Well, the others, his brothers at war, were intense on a battlefield. He considered that dishonorable to God and to his king. The irony is, his king had slept with his wife and was simply trying to cover it over because she had become pregnant. Of course, this kind of betrayal is really one of the worst betrayals of human existence, because it cuts so deeply to the heart. When the one that you love more than anyone in the world, the one that is closest to you in all of the earth, betrays your trust, it cuts you to the core. Uriah never found this out that we know of, and so there's a mercy there. But what David did was, because of this man's honorability, because this was an upright, godly man, David had him basically murdered. David had him killed in a plausible way. Plausible deniability. Just sent him to the front lines and the enemy killed him in battle. An honorable death. Terrible thing. Nathan hears from God and comes and tells this story about the little sheep. And when we read that story, we can feel it again. This little sheep that this poor man had that loved it and treated it like a family member, and that it was its companion. And it was all he had. And this rich man who has much has a guest over, and rather than killing and preparing a lamb from his own flock, he takes the one thing from the poor man that has value on the earth, the one thing he's given his heart to, and kills it and eats it. David flies into a rage, as anyone would, at the injustice of this. Of course, Nathan says, "You're that guy, David." And David is undone, because he realizes it is the absolute truth. After God has spared his life against Saul for all these years and has protected him as he arises to the throne and to authority, and he disgraces God by killing one of the godly. When we read this narrative, we see so clearly what is black, what is white, what is just, what is unjust. We have a clear picture of it. And yet we are all guilty of this kind of betrayal against God. We have used him. We have betrayed him and sought other lovers throughout our lives. And as we go through further in the Old Testament, we're going to see how God feels about us. And he's going to use language of marriage. He's going to use that of a husband and the love between a man and a woman. And that's how deeply he feels about us. There is no deeper betrayal than the one that you're closest to betraying your trust. And yet when we turn our backs and betray the Lord, this is what we are inflicting upon him. And yet his love is so great. He is so merciful and so kind that he redeems us always.